tell us about acupuncture and hypnotherapy and what they can do for folks.
Okay, so basically acupuncture is a medical procedure using non-reusable needles into various pathways on the body. So as an acupuncturist, I sort of view myself as an electrician. So all I'm doing is correcting your balance in your body, and it's based on the theory that we all have this energy, or in Chinese medicine, this qi that I'm balancing with the needles.
And the first question that most folks are going to ask is, does it hurt?
No. I actually, my youngest that I have treated is a four-week-old baby in the Twin Cities. So I'm very gentle, and I definitely have a lot of needle-phobic people. So yeah, acupuncture doesn't hurt if it's done by a very gentle, skilled acupuncturist.
Takes a long time to learn how to do this, I imagine.
Yeah, it does. I did go to Bastyr University in Seattle, which is a fabulous medical school. So it does matter with the credibility of the acupuncturist and the school.
Talking to Alicia Smith, who is an acupuncturist and hypnotherapist at the acupuncture office in Marquette. And Alicia's, a lot of different maladies can be corrected with acupuncture, especially back pain and other things. Tell us about some of the things that people come in to be treated for.
Okay, so I'm just going to back up for a second. Acupuncture helps with a lot of things because it's just promoting blood circulation. It releases natural painkillers in the body. It reduces stress. It reduces the inflammation process and enhances mood. So it has a general positive effect on our whole body system. So with that case, I actually see a lot of pain patients, but it also goes into anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and chronic fatigue. So really, because we're working on your body's natural ability to heal itself, I can help with a lot of disease conditions.
So if you have some back pain, you have some knee pain, something like that, definitely it's worth coming in to find out what you can do. But also, as you mentioned, depression.
Yep, definitely. So if we're balancing your body, it's just going to do better and you're just going to feel better.
As far as hypnotherapy is concerned, why do folks seek you out for hypnosis?
So we get a lot of smoking cessation patients, and we also get anxiety, pre-operative and post-operative hypnosis, preparing the body for surgery. Those are also great for hypnosis.
Talking to Alicia Smith, an acupuncturist and hypnotherapist from the acupuncture office of Marquette. What else do folks need to know about what you can do for them?
So one thing that I feel very proud of is that I offer treating the core of the disease. I'm also complementary, so I'm not in place of your medical doctor or whatnot. But as a provider, I truly listen to you, take time with you. My sessions are like an hour. So it really is an honor to serve you, and I take what I do very seriously.
And I noticed too, or I understand that your services are covered by some insurances.
Yep. So the VA hospital actually covers acupuncture and quite a bit of other, depending on what state insurance covers it.
Have you dealt with veterans?
Yes, I've treated a lot of veterans.
Talking to Alicia Smith, acupuncturist and hypnotherapist at the acupuncture office in Marquette. Alicia, what would you say to folks who are maybe thinking about acupuncture therapy or hypnotherapy?
So basically, the great thing about acupuncture and hypnosis is that it is basically symptom-free. So it's very gentle, not expensive, easy to use, and again, it's gentle. So you're not going to get any side effects from it. So I'd say try it.
What's your hours and how can people find out more information?
So I do hours by appointment. I have a website, which is acupunctureofficemarquette.com, and you can actually book on there. And then there's a lot of information on there.
And do you have a phone number people can call for more information?
Yep, it is 906-236-0032.
Talking to Alicia Smith, who is an acupuncturist and hypnotherapist from the acupuncture office of Marquette. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.